Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lou Burdett. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Bless. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Bless. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blass fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. Stargell moves to third. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Lou Burdette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdette bunts towards the mound. Blass fields it and throws to first for the out. Clemens moves to third. Bertel moves to second. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemens tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Santo reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clemens is walked intentionally. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0 for 0 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blass fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Schofield applying the tag. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freese pinch hits for Steve Blass. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clemens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mazeroski fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Bob Pretty now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Rogers moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan, who is chasing the ball. Stargell reaches third base with a triple. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stargell scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stargell throws the ball into Mazeroski, who tags Cowan, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clemens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart misplays the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Mazeroski goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2 Cubs. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Banks reaches second base with a double. Rogers scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Cubs. Tom Butters now pitching. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Stargell strikes out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.